This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to sound like an, of course, Kai, that's their job thing to say, but Google is trying to make the world a little bit more Googleable, if that makes any sense. It's how they're doing it that's interesting. Earlier this month, Adobe and Google partnered to release something called Noto Serif CJK. That's a typeface that's consistent between a bunch of different alphabets, but most particularly Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. No easy thing to do. Margaret Rhodes is a staff writer for Wired. She covers design. Margaret, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Google and Adobe worked together for years on this project. Why is a consistent, what do you call it, font, typeface, typeset, why is it important to them?
This is important to them because, you know, Google has an international audience. So does Adobe. And when you have an international audience, you have people who need to create products across different languages. Before this existed, the kind of only option that you would have is if you want to make your magazine available for readers in another country, you have to choose a totally different typeface. And when you do that, you forfeit this look you've created. You wanted it to have a feel. You choose another typeface, it might lose that feel. Or if you have a need to use different languages in one screen or on one product, they kind of get jumbled. And Bob Young at Google, he handles their internationalization efforts. He refers to that as the ransom note effect. So, you know, that kind of like schizophrenic,
jumbled
look.
Boy, that's a good image.
Yeah. So, but so you don't have that when you have access to fonts like these. You have this fidelity across products. And then, you know, what is really cool is that as a designer or developer, who, when you really care about your product, you get to show users in different countries that you are thinking of them, that you didn't just sort of, you know, convert something made for a Chinese audience to Korean. You know, it's personal.
Right. It's respect for the audience. Well, and that actually gets to sort of an interesting part of this. We all know that Google's trying to take over the world, right? I mean, I say that, you know, tongue in cheek, but I mean, that's kind of the mission, right? The mission is they want to categorize all the world's information and blah, blah, blah. It's interesting that this American company is now designing these fonts and typefaces for an Asian audience.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of people who want to access these products.
Right.
And I
right.
think there's also a lot of people who use these different languages. And so being able to sort of, you know, bring them together visually is it's a pretty cool thing to be able to do.
Is it hard to do this design work? I mean, it took years, right? And probably a lot of smart people sitting in a room.
Yeah. The reason that Google went to Adobe for the CJK, Chinese, Japanese, Korean scripts, it kind of all has to do with this one guy, a linguist and a computer scientist who's been at Adobe for a while. His name's Ken Lundy. And he has been studying these letter forms for years. He told me that he got interested in the topic when he was studying Japanese. This is 1985. But over the course of all these years, he has written books on the topic of how you handle these East Asian languages on a computer. If you were to pull up a Word document and you were to type your name in three different fonts, and let's say you've got a lowercase e in there, the curve in that e could look different in each version of your name.
Right.
And that's because the designer specifically chose to make that curve look differently.
Huh.
And they do that across the entire font they design. So in Latin languages, there are 26 letters, and then there's a smattering of, you know, characters, numbers.
Right.
But in Chinese, Japanese, Korean scripts, there are tens of thousands of characters.
Hmm.
So that minuscule work that goes into making, you know, one E look like that E, you have to multiply that work times thousands.
Man, it's cool stuff. Margaret Rhodes is a staff writer at Wired, where she covers design. Margaret, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.